guys, what is up? It is your favorite personal trainer, Liz King, back with another episode here on Made For Me Fitness. Y'all, I feel like I've just lived 1,000 lives. They say that when you're in your 30s, you get separated into categories. You either start cycling, camping, rock climbing, baking, or playing pickleball. So I went camping this past week, and I almost died. This is not my first time camping, but this was definitely my first time camping in 36 degree weather. Guys, I packed for it to get a little chilly. I got the sweaters, I got the jammies, I got the sweatpants, a bunch of cozy blankets. And when I tell you, me and my poor boyfriend had to sleep with 5 layers on, in hats, and under every single blanket, towel, and rug that we could find, it was freezing. The campsite was on top of a mountain, and the weather apparently can just change at any point. And it became freezing cold, foggy, windy, and rainy, literally the worst case scenario. And we toughed it out, and honestly, we could not stop laughing. We just kept laughing and repeating, what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? What are we doing here? But you know me, I have to see it through. It seemed like a challenge. This was my Everest, right? Like everything became comical because we'd left the house an hour ago in shorts and t-shirts in 80 degree sunny LA weather and ended up on the top of a fucking mountain with a 40 degree difference. So needless to say, I learned a lot about elevation and camping in cold weather this weekend. I feel alive. I feel alive. It was so miserable. And yet, I can't wait to go back because it was so funny and it was just a challenge, right? So I have to go back and conquer camping in the cold now. But unfortunately, I can't go again until May because they shut down the campsites, probably because it gets way too cold and people will probably actually die if they camp there and do not know what they are doing, just like us. Luckily, we had each other and we were bundled and it was okay. But wow, truly wow, hilarious. Hilarious. The first time we went camping, it was way too hot. We couldn't even stay at the campsite during the day. And then this is our second time, and it got way too cold. I'm like the Goldilocks of camping. So I'm really excited for my next camping trip because apparently it's going to be very temporal and perfect. But I had so much fun. It was fun. It was funny. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess. But your girl made it out to bless you with another episode. Now, there are 3 months left until 2026. I know. Everyone panic. I know some of you don't like when I say that. But besties, I have to say it to remind you that time passes anyways, and it will continue to pass. And the more time you let pass by you, the more you might regret not starting to do something earlier. And I don't want you to regret anything in your life. I want you to live and experience your life to the fullest. And I don't want you to be dragged down by the feeling that you want to be doing so much more, but you're just stuck in these cycles. I don't want you to look back on your years and only be reminded of how uncomfortable you were, how tired, how busy, how stressful work was. I want you to look back on these years, this moment right now, this year, and say, I really did that shit. I looked into my fitness journey. I started sticking to the plan. I learned how to meal prep. I learned how to be consistent. I gained so much strength. I gained so much confidence. I now have the ability to make myself do hard things every single day, and that is what makes me happy. I started waking up earlier, and now I love mornings instead of dreading them. Because the time will pass anyways. These years fly by, and I want you to take advantage of every single moment and opportunity you get to live, to grow, to feel something, to make changes that you know that you are very capable of making, and it is just on the other side of that effort. So when I say there's only 3 months until the new year, or 6 months until spring break, or 8 months until next summer. I don't mean that you have to get your summer body, or you have to get in shape for next year, or you have to become unrecognizable by Christmas. None of that shit. I'm letting you know that your fitness goals will probably take 6 to 8 months at least to achieve. Not 6 to 8 weeks, 6 to 8 months. You will start seeing changes in as little as 4 weeks, but any significant change, whether it's weight loss, fat loss, changing body composition, getting stronger, building muscle, will most definitely take around 6 to 8 months at least to get exactly where you want. You need to know that every time that you say, I don't have time right now, or I'll do it later, or I'll just do it tomorrow, you're really just reinforcing the habits and lifestyles that you are currently living. And that leaves no room for you to build and practice new habits and adopt a new lifestyle that will actually help you feel your best going into the new year. I've got goals. You've got goals. Let's do this together and start our 90-day transformation and lock in today. Because I am going to be sharing with you how you're going to change your life in 90 days and all of the things that have helped me previously mentally that I have been and will be practicing relentlessly over the next 90 days. And you're going to do this with me. Why? Well, number one, why the fuck not? Why would we not challenge ourselves to do something different, to change, to make ourselves feel a little bit better and a little bit more capable and a little bit more confident, right? At the end of the day, doing this doesn't hurt anyone. It doesn't. But what can hurt somebody and what might be hurting you is actually not trying. And if you can do 3 months, which is 90 days, then you can do 6 months. And if you can do 6 months, then you can do 8 months. And a year from now, you are going to look back at this exact moment and be able to reflect on how far you've come from this moment on. So take a screenshot, take a selfie, take a snapshot of this moment where you are listening to this podcast. Take a little selfie right now, a little take a selfie. Where are you right now? What are you doing today, right now, listening to this? Take that picture so in a year from now, you can remember that this is the day that you decided to make the decision to go for it and do not look back. And whenever you feel like giving up, you're going to look at this picture and say, this is the girl that I am trying to impress. This is who I am trying to make proud. And a year from now, she will be like, holy shit, bitch, you did that. It's too easy to get stuck in our day-to-day working, scrolling, feeling stressed, overthinking, feeling insecure about ourselves and even the world around us currently. The hard part is breaking that cycle and realizing that you can actually do a lot, bestie, like a lot of things. Everything that you want to do, you can do. You can do so much. You just need to be brave enough to start and to keep starting, and to keep trying and failing until you actually get it. So first things first, what we are doing in our 90-day transformation, we have to get really clear about what our goals are and what our focus is going to be for the next 90 days. What do we want to accomplish? What does that look like? And what does that feel like? Most of us have quite a few different goals, and it's easy to get overwhelmed and end up not even trying to take steps towards any of them, which is how most people get stuck in the cycle of putting off taking action towards new habits day after day. I will always have 1,000 different goals that live in my brain at all times. And as much as I would love to just do them all right now, and trust me, I try. I'm only one person. And change takes time, and practice takes time. And learning how to navigate, how to actually get to these goals takes time. So we're going to start by writing out all of our goals and then actually only picking a few to focus on. This will help you keep your intentions clear and focused and keep you taking the right steps towards your goal without getting overwhelmed or questioning what to do, or just simply getting distracted by other things that you want. Now, this is goal setting 101, because most of our goals will sort of start out like this. Number one, I want to lose 15 pounds, and then I want to get rich, and then I want to be more productive, and I want to get so hot that it blinds people that walk by me. While these are all valid goals, how you turn your goals into real achievable actions takes a little tweaking. So instead of writing down the result we want to break it down as to what we have to do every single day to achieve that result. So if your goal is to lose 15 pounds, your daily goals would look like this: walking 10,000 steps a day, meal prepping every single week, eating in a calorie deficit, strength training 3 to 4 times per week. If your goal is trying to be more productive, what does that look like to you? Maybe it's making your bed every single day. Limit doom scrolling to only 1 hour a day. Spending 15 minutes every day on a productive task. Maybe it requires waking up earlier so you have more time to feel more productive and do the things that you want to do. Maybe it's studying every morning for 30 minutes. Maybe the goal itself is waking up earlier. What do you have to do to achieve that? You can't just wake up earlier. What you have to do is set your alarm. Make sure you wake up at the same time every single day. And then eventually you'll start going to bed at the same time every single day. But it also requires you to set up things for yourself the night before so that it's easy to wake up the next day. Do you have your clothes out? If you're going to the gym in the morning, do you have your gym clothes picked out? Taking the overall goal, defining what that means to you, and breaking it into things that you can do every day and every week, and turn it into something that you can just cross off the list every day, is how you're actually going to start taking those steps towards the version of you that has and does all of those things. If you only have a list of these huge goals, you're always going to feel behind and you're always going to want to give up easily, because more often than not, these are goals that are many steps away. These are goals that are at the end of the staircase, and we just have to take one step at a time. So list out the steps that it's going to take to get to that goal and practice those steps every single day. So list out your main goal that you want with fitness. I will use myself as an example. My goal currently is just getting absolutely shredded and looking like a superhero. So let's break that down. What would that require me to do every single day to achieve my goal? I'd have to be strength training at least 4 times per week with progressive overload. Next would be eating in a calorie deficit. This will help expose the muscle that I'm building so I can look as chiseled as possible. Walking 10,000 steps a day will help me stay in a calorie deficit even if I overeat. So this is just bonus. And also, it helps me mentally keep going. It's something I can do regardless if I'm busy, if I'm sore. It's something that is a constant that I feel like is achievable every single day. And last, sleeping 7 hours a night, okay? Let's break that down even further. Strength training at least 4 times a week would require me to have a strength training plan in order for it to work. So if I didn't have a plan, I would have to get one. I'd get one from a professional, or I would make one, because I am the professional that makes them. So I would make them for myself. If you need a professional to make you one, I can be the professional that makes you one. But my plan will consist of 2 leg days, 2 upper body days, and 2 ab days, and probably an extra full body training day. Next, eating in a calorie deficit would require me to have some other habits in order to be consistent, such as meal prepping, tracking my protein, potentially measuring out some of my food so I can be sure I'm not consuming too many calories. This also means I will not be eating out too often. I will not be ordering takeout very often. The holidays are coming up are literally just 1 to 2 days. And other than that, I am meal prepped. I am ready. I can and will be in that calorie deficit, I assure you. But those are all habits that I already have. I've already practiced meal prepping. I've already practiced portion control. I've already practiced eating intuitively. So even though being in a calorie deficit seems really straightforward, if you break it down, there are so many micro habits that have to happen behind every umbrella habit, which is why so many of us will start a routine and say like, yeah, I'm getting fit, I have my plan, I'm gonna eat this, I'm gonna work out. And then we start living it and doing this every day and trying to build these habits. And it just feels like so much sometimes because of all these little micro habits that have to happen before we even achieve that habit. So give yourself a fighting chance and really break it down, right? Before the calorie deficit needs to come meal prepping. Before meal prepping needs to come food awareness, understanding how much you're actually eating. Before strength training 4 times a week, it might be required that you actually learn the form and the right technique from somebody so that you can actually maintain strength training 4 times a week, because that shit is hard. So even though we have these goals listed out and we have these habits underneath them, we have to make sure our lives are set up in order to give us a fighting chance to check it off the list every day. Once we have our goals, you are going to go to the store. Yep, you're going to go to the store or Amazon right now. Yeah, right now. Take your little phone and order post-it notes. Make sure you get at least 90 of them, because you are going to hang up 90 post-it notes on your wall somewhere that you can see it every single day. I don't care if it's on your mirror, in your bathroom, in your room, in your living room. I don't care how ugly it is. You are going to hang up 90 post-it notes, because that is going to represent all of the days and all of the opportunities that you have to check these tasks off the goal list. You can also get stickers, put a gold sticker on the day that you checked off everything, maybe leave the days that you didn't do anything blank, so then you can visually see all the days that you've actually done and be aware of how many days you haven't done. And that's not necessarily to shame you, right? If you haven't checked everything off of the list, that's okay. We still need breaks. Typically, these habits will have a drop-off point, and you'll really only be able to do them between like 5 and 6 days a week. And usually we just have a day where nothing matters and we can rest and relax and recover and kind of set ourselves up. So the point of having a day where you don't do those things isn't necessarily a bad thing, but when you zoom out and you're able to see how many days you did do versus how many days you didn't, that's going to give you an overall visual of how much it actually takes to get there. And now that we have our goals already laid out in front of our face, I'm going to share some key mindset shifts that we are going to be practicing along the way, right? So we are now clear, we are locked in, we are ready to go, we know exactly what we need to show up and do every single day, and we have a way to track it visually. It's not in our phone, it's not on our computer, it's not in a schedule, it's not in a planner. I know some of you are better with planners than I probably am, but it's not tucked away. It is there in front of your face, reminding you every day that this is what you want to do. And that's why I know the post-it note thing is ugly, but to have it sort of staring down on you, it definitely lights the fire. It puts a little spice in the game, because you're like, these are the days that I've given myself. These are the opportunities that I have. Am I going to take the opportunity today, or am I going to pass it up? That, I don't know about you, but that shit gets me going. That shit scares me. I feel like life is precious. I feel like every day is precious, and it's an opportunity to do things, to do hard things that will make you feel better, though, at the end of the day. It's an opportunity to build your confidence. It's an opportunity to change what you are doing. And that is so beautiful. So I want you to stop waiting for the perfect time and do it immediately. As soon as you think about this, I mentioned this in my previous podcast about ADHD. One saying that really changed my fucking life was the saying, do it immediately. It is something I repeat to myself as much as I possibly can. Stop waiting for a new day, a new week, a new mood, a different circumstance. If you are somebody who is always saying, I'll do it later, or I'll do it when I'm ready, or I'll do it once I have this, or I've achieved this, or I have this kind of life, or time, or support, you will rarely ever take action towards those things, because I guarantee you a change in circumstance is not going to change your mentality about it, because every time you say that, you are reinforcing the mentality that you don't have everything that you need to do it right fucking now. One thing that I really pride myself on is that I shoot first and think later when it comes to starting things. One thing that I really pride myself on is that I have trained myself to shoot first and think later when it comes to starting things. If I want something, I start today. I wanted to start doing YouTube. I filmed and edited that shit that day. I posted it by the end of the week because I worked on it all week. I wanted to get fit. I do my workout right now, today. Will I end up being fit by the end of the day? No, but I actively did something that is going to get me there. I want to lose weight. I am starting my calorie deficit the very next meal. I am not waiting for Monday. I am not waiting for dinner tomorrow. I am not waiting for fucking anything. If I want something, I decide that day and I change that shit the very next habit that I have. And I wasn't always like that. This is something that I had to train myself to do by just constantly repeating to myself, do it immediately. Change it right now. You think of that thing in that moment that you really want. Change that thing in the very next hour of your life because you have that control. You can do that. You can change your mind with the snap of my fingers. You can change so much about your life just by thinking differently and moving slightly differently through life. I've wasted so much time thinking and talking my way out of doing things, and what the fuck was I doing otherwise? What actually was I doing by doing that? Wasting time, truly. And it's not because I needed rest or I needed to focus on anything else. No. I talked myself out of it to do what? To doom scroll? To watch a TV show? To lay in bed? To feel sorry for myself? They're not great things. It's not like I took a moment to go be with my friends or to go on a date or to go camping or to do anything that would actually bring value to my life. I will talk myself out of doing things and do things that actually make me feel like shit instead, which to me is insane. And I've done that for a very long time until I really started implementing these habits. So that's why we are trying to stick to this 90-day transformation as much as we can mentally. We have our goals, we know the actions, we know what steps we need to take, but this game is mental. I say this every single day to my clients. I know that you are capable of building strength, of being consistent, of eating well, of doing all of these things, all of these actual physical actions that need to happen. You can do that. They will happen over time as long as you keep showing up and you do it and you practice. That is how your body, that is how your mind works. It's all about repetition. Anybody can do it. I truly believe in that. The hard part is mental. How often are you talking yourself out of doing things? We feel like we need things to be perfect and that all the stars have to be aligned and that we have to be motivated and that we need more time and we need more energy. But actually, the only thing that you need to do is get up and do it right now. Do it immediately. Change your mind immediately. You have the ability to do that, which is like so fucking cool. It's one of the coolest parts of human existence. It's exciting. Do it immediately because the only thing that is actually preventing you from doing that is your mind. No one has a gun to your head saying, you better not meal prep. You better not go to the grocery store. You better not wake up early or I'm gonna shoot ya. No, what? No one's doing that. No one cares if we do something or if we don't, but you know who cares? You. No one is preventing you from taking a lap around your house right now, getting some steps in. Nobody's preventing you from working out other than yourself. And I know everybody has a very different circumstance. I am not saying this to seem entitled or privileged, but I truly have worked with thousands of people from all different types of circumstances. And I guarantee you, you are capable of doing things, regardless of your circumstance. I get that we all have responsibilities and challenging circumstances, but I really want you to take these words, and I want to challenge you to think about all of the things that you are saying to yourself on a daily basis, because most of the time, it is just resistance. It's fear of trying something new. It's fear of succeeding. It's the old you, the old way of thinking, how your parents thought, how you grew up thinking, all of those fears, all of those things. And this way of thinking is not making you happy. It's not really keeping you very safe because you are outgrowing those thought patterns. You're outgrowing yourself currently because you are here looking for change. People who don't want to change are not listening to this podcast right now. I can tell you that much. There are levels of people who want to change. There's something called pre-contemplation. People who've never even considered changing. There's people there that literally don't, it doesn't even cross their mind. They wouldn't be here. They wouldn't be listening to me. They wouldn't be listening to this podcast. They'd probably see my shit and be like, next, whatever, just entertain me, bitch. They don't want to change. There's so many people like that, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is you are here right now because you are currently outgrowing the habits and things that you are currently doing, and you are seeking out something new. You are seeking out change. So that alone is something to be proud of, and that alone is your signal to get up and start changing, to start doing more. And I want you to look at me dead in the eye and try to tell me that you're actually incapable of doing these things when I'm telling you that you can. You can do it. You can do everything you want to do. And it's just on the other side of this momentary discomfort and you telling yourself, I can and I will. I can and I will. I know it sounds cheesy. I know that might make you feel a little funny on the inside. That might make you feel a little uncomfortable, right? I'm doing this because I can. I do this because I will. I will be successful. I will be getting to my goals. I will be doing all of the things that I set out to do that I dreamed of doing as a kid. Because what the fuck else would I do? What else am I doing? I will be doing what it takes to get there. I do understand it takes time and energy and practice and dealing with a part of myself that holds me back from a lot of things. But you bet your ass I will be doing it. So I want you to adopt that mindset. I want you to absorb that mindset into your brain right now. I'm literally sending it to you via waves. There it is. I can and I will. Which brings me to my next point. I've learned that the more uncomfortable it feels in the moment, the more rewarded I feel on the other side. Because I am facing the thing that has been holding me down. Our bodies and our mind crave comfort and will always choose the path of least resistance, especially when it comes to building new and healthy habits. Your muscles do that. Your muscles quite literally will always choose the path of least resistance. This is how your body is designed. We live in a world where it is very easy to get quick dopamine hits from our phone and get lost in social media, get lost in TV and things that are very easy to do and also very easy to get addicted to. Your body will always become very accustomed to not moving at all and not choosing any path of resistance. Your body's only goal is to keep you alive. It is to preserve itself and its energy. So long periods of sitting, laying down are going to be and feel very easy and feel very rewarding in that moment. But that's the thing. We've been so content with this immediate comfort, we've lost our ability to handle being uncomfortable at all, which is where most of the growth happens, which is where most of the change happens. I started thinking of these uncomfortable moments as like a little discipline meter. I don't like the word discipline, but I'm going to use it anyways. Kind of like a little discipline meter, right? Where I'm like, I'm trying to change. This particular thing is giving me a lot of resistance. That is my meter knowing, telling me that this is uncomfortable for a reason because I'm doing something that I'm not used to. And the more resistance, these things gave me, the more I knew I had to fight it and continue on the path, because that was the moment that I was actually changing the trajectory of my life and my very next movements. And I always felt better for doing it. I can look back at all those times I wanted to fucking cry waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. And now I wake up on the first alarm. I practically levitate out of bed. I jump out of bed. Because I fought through those uncomfortable moments, that uncomfortable feeling every single day for months. You guys have witnessed it. I have videos pretty much tracking almost every single day that I've done that. And what you have to remember is that you have to trade in that momentary comfort for long-term success when it comes to fitness and health pretty much every time. Because guess what? Doing what you've been doing hasn't exactly made you feel any better or given you the results that you wanted. And for those of you that have been doing it, hell yeah, congrats. Because now you see how it feels to be on the other side of that struggle, but just keep going. Uncomfortable means change, an opportunity to achieve. Comfortable typically means staying the same. And we all deserve comfort, and we can create comfort in our daily lives and balance that all with things that do make us uncomfortable, because we also want to be changing at the same time. Showing up to that workout will feel uncomfortable. Spending time figuring out what your meals are for the week and going to the grocery store will feel uncomfortable. Making different food choices, waking up early, changing your schedule to prioritize these goals will be very uncomfortable. It will feel like you are shedding your skin. And those moments are signaling you that you are going in the right direction, because you are going to do it anyways. You are uncomfortable, but you do it anyways. You are tired, but you do it anyways. You are busy, but you do it anyways. And you can do that. You're fully capable of doing that, because you can do a lot, and you can, and you will. And you'll never regret doing it. You'll always regret getting in your own way, but you'll never regret doing it or trying something new. Now, that is a feeling that I cannot stand. When I'm holding myself back day after day, when I'm in a rut, when I'm in a funk, that shit is so uncomfortable to me. I hate that feeling. Like, it makes my skin crawl. When I feel like I'm getting in the loop and in the cycle of just doing less, living a little less, not going outside as much, like I feel like I'm sort of trying to retract a little bit, I get so uncomfortable. I truly have trained myself to be so uncomfortable with doing nothing that doing literally anything feels better. Even if it's just a walk, it doesn't have to be this hyper-productive hustle culture bullshit. It's literally do a few stretches, foam roll, go for a walk, eat a healthy meal, chug some water, like very basic things, basic self-care things, mind you. And I will always feel better for making that decision, for getting up and doing those things. It can be so small. And that's what you have to remember. We don't have to focus on these huge goals that are so far ahead of us. Literally just focus on, like, what am I going to do? What is my next movement? What is my next decision that is going to put me on track in the right direction? Besties, let me have a moment with you. What do you gain from not doing it? Please start asking yourself that question. What do I gain from not doing it, from talking myself out? Most of the time, nothing. Being tired and doing nothing doesn't make me feel more rested. Maybe sometimes, yeah, if I really freaking needed it, but like most of the time, I'm just as tired the next day, and then I don't want to do anything again. Everything stays exactly the same, even though you so desperately want it to change. So ask yourself, what do I gain from not doing it, from not showing up? There's really no gain. And that's why they say doing something is always better than nothing. It is so true. Even doing half of what you set out to do, but still taking action in that direction, is better than not even trying. So these are the mindsets that we are trying to adopt. It's very positive. It's very forward thinking. It's very much in the moment, not worrying about what happened yesterday, but how do I change how I feel today and right now? It's never too late to start the day. It's never too late to change your mind about what you're going to eat. Start your workout, go on a walk, stretch, do something healthy. You are always moving forward and taking things step by step. And now the final thing I want you to start implementing is being proactive about your days and your weeks and your months in your fitness journey. The 90-day transformation is 90 days because that is the minimum it takes to form a habit. Minimum. I think even new studies are like, it's 160 days to form a new habit now. It used to be, I think 90 days is outdated almost, because they're like, only some things happen in 90 days. Most of the time it's 160 days. That's a long time. 160 days. I don't know if we have that many post-it notes. I don't know if you want that many post-it notes on your wall. So like I said, 90 is good because it is the minimum. Most people I see fail at getting results are operating in a reactive state. They wake up every day. They don't know what time they're waking up or when they're working out. They don't know what their workouts are or why they matter. They don't know what they're eating for that day or how much they're eating. They don't have any scheduled walks or weekly goals or daily intentions. And we all do it from time to time. If you do this, we are all the same. You are me, I am you, we are her. We all do it. But if you are someone who does this pretty much day after day, you are going to have a really difficult time sticking to anything until you practice being proactive. Notice how I said practice, because many people think, well, this is just how I am. No, it is not. It's not just how you are. That is how you are choosing to be, because you are not practicing being any other way. If you expose your body to working out, it adapts and you get stronger and you get better at it. Your brain is not different. How do you think we got through school? We showed up every day. We learned things. We studied, which is basically practicing. That's like the workout. And then we take a test and we pass the test. That's how we learn. This is our ability, is to adapt as humans. So you are not married. You are not bound to being any type of way. You are just refusing to practice, more or less. You weren't born knowing how to read a book, but look at you now. You can learn literally anything you put your energy and practice into. So practice being one step ahead of everything. Do not wait until the weekend rolls around when you've run out of meal prep and you know you've run out of food to then say, oh, well, I don't have anything. I just have to eat out. So then we ate out all weekend long for every meal and then I didn't meal prep till Monday. Stop doing that shit. I don't want to be mean. This isn't the type of person I am. If you know that you are running out of food tomorrow, plan for what you are going to get from the grocery store so that you are meal prepped for the second you run out of meal prep. Do not think, oops, I ran out of food, even though that still happens sometimes. But when you're doing this week after week after week after week and then feeling upset that you're not seeing any changes, it's because you're not being proactive about it. So try to put this on part of the goal list of like, how can I be one step ahead? Because what you're doing is you are setting yourself up for success. You're studying for the test. You're going to show up and be like, I know how to do this shit. I've already thought about this previously. I mapped this out yesterday. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to pass this test. Same thing with meal prepping, with food planning. I've already planned what I'm going to eat. So I already have a grocery list. So then after work on Friday, I am going straight to the grocery store and then home. So at least I have my food to make for Saturday so that I don't have to spend my entire weekend scrounging around for food and ordering out, which could possibly take me away from my calorie deficit too far and make my fitness journey seem more stagnant than it has to be. And might prevent me from actually getting results in a way that I want to get results in my fitness journey. If you have to wake up early, you're putting your clothes out the night before. You're setting your alarm the night before. You are trying to be in bed as soon as possible, but basically you are practicing every single day, waking up at the same time. So learn how to be proactive. Map out what you want to achieve and set your intentions and try to stick to that every time. Do not go into a workout without knowing what you're going to do. Do not show up to a new day not knowing what you're going to wear, not knowing how you're going to do your hair, or not knowing if you should shower or not, or do this or that. Stop leaving things up to chance. Sleeping in late, staying up late, just randomly not showing up for workouts, eating whatever because it's last minute is all reactive, and it does not feel good. It never helps you feel better living like that. So switch the narrative. You have the ability to start being proactive and start practicing being who you want to be and change exactly what you want to change and actually make yourself proud. Go into a day prepared and proactive. You're going to have the best fucking day. So here we go. For the next 90 days, we are now on our 90-day transformation. This could be about fitness. This could be about any area of your life, guys. I understand if you're already in the fitness game and you want to apply this to anything else in your life, I completely invite that. I want you to do the things that you've just always wanted to do, and I want you to start doing them immediately right now. And if you feel like you have been struggling with your fitness journey, I strongly encourage you to sign up for the actual 90-day transformation program with me, where I will walk you through every step of the process and be here for you to keep you on track. So until next time, bye!